Day 295, Sunday, November 26, 1 Samuel 30. 1 Samuel 31-31 NKJV. Now it happened, when David and his men came to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Then David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Then they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and they gave him bread and he ate, and they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and 3 nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong? And where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind, because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Kerethites, in the territory which belongs to Judah, and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. And when he had brought him down, there they were, spread out over all the land, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped, except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock, and said, this is David's spoil. Now David came to the 200 men who had been so weary that they could not follow David, whom they also had made to stay at the brook Besor. So they went out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him. And when David came near the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, because they did not go with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. But David said, my brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us. For who will heed you in this matter? But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies, they shall share alike. So it was, from that day forward, he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day. Now when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his friends, saying, Here is a present for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord, to those who were in Bethel, those who were in Ramoth of the south, those who were in Jatir, those who were in Aroer, those who were in Sifmoth, those who were in Eshtemoah, those who were in Rachel, those who were in the cities of the Jeremelites, those who were in the cities of the Kenites, those who were in Horma, those who were in Korshan, those who were in Athach, those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to rove. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, Having left the gathering of Philistine forces at Aphek, David and his troops marched the 50 miles back south to Ziklag, about a two-day march, and they arrived the third day, verse 1. Upon returning, they find that the city has been invaded by the Amalekites. Why God has allowed this to happen is not revealed. Perhaps it is to bring further destruction upon the Amalekites. Perhaps it is to keep David from returning north to aid the Israelites against the Philistines. Whatever the case, God does allow it to happen and once again shows his mercy and power to David. Here's what we do know. 1. Instead of acting out of vengeance and anger, David appeals to God for an answer. 2. God delivers everything back to David, plus enough spoils to share with more than a dozen cities that David has frequented. 3. David's mercy is also evident as the spoils are shared with the men who were willing but not able to continue the journey to fight the Amalekites, to the dismay of others referred to as wicked men or, literally, men of Belial. Don't forget, when David was anointed to be the next king of Israel by Samuel, the Spirit of God came on him from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. As long as David stays close to God and appeals to him, the fruit of that spirit is evident. But there are also times, as with all of us, when David uses his own carnal reasoning, compare Romans 8:7. And as is also the case with all of us, he and many others suffer pain and futility due to such reasoning and the wrong actions that flow from it. Through the ups and downs, good and evil, blessing and curses that we read of David, we can conclude David's ultimate destiny, not by our reasoning alone but through the inspired Word of God. It reveals that after the return of Jesus Christ to the earth, the people of Israel will once again be united as one nation, and David will be their king, Ezekiel 37:22-24. And, verse 6, These men were in grief and at that time they may have spoken things they didn't really mean. It's important to give people the time to work through their emotions when grieving. Here we see these men in such deep grief that they are trying to figure out who to blame, where to place their anger, their sadness, etc. Verses 24, 31. David was a natural leader. He knew how to inspire others to follow and how to be generous with what God had been generous to him with. Imagine the loyalty and the goodwill that David would have in these places where he sent gifts.